Hello and welcome to Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio. The recent budget is still a hot topic and has raised many questions, particularly regarding pensions and inheritance tax. Thankfully, we have Berry & Lambert's Emma Houghton on hand to answer some of those queries. A partner at Berry & Lambert's, Emma is a member of the Society of Trusts and Estate Practitioners and an accredited member of the Association of Lifetime Lawyers. So who better to be our legal eagle on this topical subject? Welcome, Emma, and thanks for being our legal eagle.
Thank you, Anna. It's nice to see you.
So let's kick off with pensions, shall we? So what are the current rules as to private pensions when it comes to someone's death?
Well, currently, the main issue is in income tax. At the moment, pensions can be subject to income tax depending on the circumstances. If the person has died before the age of 75, then their beneficiaries could inherit the funds without any income tax. However, if they are over 75, then the inherited pension is taxed at the marginal income tax rate of the beneficiary, so their own personal tax rate. And at the moment, there is no consideration for any other taxation.
So what changes have been proposed?
The current consideration, which has been upheld in relation to the current budget, is a provision that inheritance tax may now become payable in the event of someone's death on their pension pot. So the proposal still is from 6th of April 2027. The value of the pension scheme death benefits will be added to the pot of the person's estate for the first time. And if the combined value takes the estate above any allowances or there's not an exempt beneficiary, then this will lead to the payment of inheritance tax for the first time.
And so when may this apply?
So it would become applicable if there isn't an exempt beneficiary or if the estate goes above any available allowances that you can consider that allow for an exemption for inheritance tax. So in the first instance, an exempt beneficiary is either simply a surviving spouse or a charity, so it wouldn't be payable in either of those circumstances. The allowances that can be utilised are dependent on the circumstances. So for an individual, there's a possibility of up to £500,000 of the estate being taxed at 0%. So each individual has a possibility of what's called the nil rate band being taxed at 0%. If they also own property and their estate is going down to direct lineal descendants and their estate is less than 2 million, then they will also be entitled to a residential nil rate band top up, which is a further 175,000. Taking that on board, in the common scenario where you have a spouse leaving estate to children, there is also the possibility of utilising any pre-nil rate band and residential nil rate band from the death of the first spouse. So in that scenario, there could be up to 1 million tax-free. Anything above these exemptions, or if it's not going to a spouse or charity as exempt beneficiaries, will lead to an inheritance tax liability of 45% on anything above this.
So are there any other effects that our listeners should be aware of?
Apart from the costs or the tax itself, I think you have to think that it could cause confusion and delays in relation to administration of an estate. At present, there's the suggestion that the pension provider is going to be held responsible themselves for actually paying the inheritance tax due on the pension pot. And I think my concern is that this could hinder and delay the process when you bring someone else into the equation that's also got to consider the calculation and pay the inheritance tax and then confirm this has been paid with the overall executor or legal person dealing with the estate. I do think if there is an executor who is a non-professional, this is going to cause them a lot of concern and make matters more difficult, and I think therefore lead to actually a professional solicitor being instructed in more probate work due to the complexity.
And so finally, are there any other effects that you think they should think about?
Certainly, I think it should be noticed that if inheritance tax does become due, you could almost have what I consider a double tax whammy on someone's estate. The current rules in relation to income tax are staying. So if you have an estate where the person was over 75, then the beneficiaries will still pay income tax at their own marginal rate, which could be anything up to 45%. And then you would have inheritance tax payable as well on top of this.
So thanks so much for that much needed clarity, a rather daunting subject for Melly, Emma. If you want to know more in regards to the change in pensions and inheritance tax, or indeed on any legal matters, do contact Emma and the team at berryandlamberts.co.uk and join Emma and I next month when we'll be discussing the benefits of instructing a solicitor on West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle.